We are dancing in the discomfort zone today with Lois Hollis, RN, BSN, REV, BADASS. She is a shame, guilt, educator, counselor, filmmaker, author, counselor, filmmaker, author. Whoa, I said those three times. I thought that was a long list. How are you today, Lois?
I am great. Well, if I'm 78, so you had to do a lot of things, right?
I mean, I was like, about really, to say.
I didn't want to get bored.
Yeah, you didn't waste any time on the way to where you are now.
I went to film school at 64, so no one told me that no one does that. They were all young kids. But anyway, I did.
Or they might have told you, but you just didn't listen, which is why you're here.
That's right. I don't listen to something. Okay, you go.
All right. Well, you are a shame and guilt counselor, researcher, you know, educator. Talk
expert.
To me a little bit of expert. Yeah. Oh, that's a tough thing to be an expert in. So talk to me a little bit about how you got into this.
Well, I was dying at 55 and they were correct. You know, I couldn't breathe. My heart valve was leaking beyond repair. I had so many brain traumas that my lungs weren't functioning properly. My jaw was broken. My kidneys weren't working because I had 30 years of migraine headaches. So obviously you have to take something to thrive. I was dying. And so I said, you know, there's something to do. I created the first kidney hemodialysis unit in the country. So I'm always used to doing something to fix something. And if somebody didn't do it before, then that means that I got to do it, right? So anyway, I found an incredible healer, chiropractor, who was able to fix my bones and put my jaw back. It took many years. Anyway, but I was living, but I had all these emotional things. I lived in guilt. Mm-hmm. I lived in shame. I mean, it wasn't like I was depressed. I was just shameful all the time. I was guilty. So obviously I wanted to commit suicide. Well, what do you do when you're in guilt, right? So instead of doing that, I called my friend who's a therapist. Good move.
I'm glad that's the choice you made.
Yeah. Through some counseling, I was okay. You know, I didn't want to commit suicide, but I still was shameful and guiltful and depressed. But, you know, I consider that a step up. So anyway, while in counseling with group therapy, someone said, what do you do about shame? And I went, oh, that's an odd word. We're talking about 1995, 1998, you know, that's an odd word. Like nobody talks about that. And so I went to the library, no internet that time. Bradshaw said, it's a sickness of the soul. Well, I had a near-death experience somewhere in my childhood, saw all the abuse, you know, C1, C2, and 3 were broken. That's another long story. But anyway, somehow I know things. It's not that I read it. I just can synthesize things. Again, that's why I became a filmmaker, because I do things and I see things that other people don't. So I had to make a film to show what I see. Anyway, so I'm synthesizing this shame guilt thing. And all of a sudden I realized, oh my God, it's the cause of everything. It's the cause. I was dancing. I'm a tap dancer. Not professionally. I was so happy because I didn't have to go to anxiety therapy and anger management and boy and self-esteem, you know, living your best self and all. I'd be dead right before, because I had them all. I was anxious, depressed, nervous, you know, bullying myself and shameful and guiltful. And, you know, I got the whole list. I started to realize how shame guilt can be released. And I did. And I can go into how I did that. All of a sudden, I went to the chiropractor and he fixed everything and he fixed more. And I was like, okay, it was like, how did this happen? So, yes, I get well. My heart heals, my kidneys heal. And Lois, what are you doing? You look younger and healthier. I'm in Sedona. So I said, I'm talking to myself. They went, okay. I said, I get tired of talking to therapists. So I talked to my own self, my emotions. And my emotions said, hi. I talked to my inner critic and they say hi. So I said, it was great. It was cheaper and it worked.
Well, and so where did all this shame and guilt come from? Because it's something that people have that's super, super common. It's very right. uncomfortable. And as you said, the cause of everything. So where does this come from? I mean, I'm sure there's events. Okay. And
so people said, Lois, can I do what you're doing? I went, I guess so. So I taught them how to talk to themselves and kick shame, get out. And they too got happy and younger, and they sent their mothers and their fathers and their kids. And I said, I guess that's what I do. So that's how that began, because people said, this is what you should do. I said, they said, you should charge for this. I said, charge for what? I'm just teaching people how to talk to themselves. Anyway, so that's how it began. Now, what did I learn in the last 15 years? I became more sophisticated because people were knocking at my door, and I had to write a book because I couldn't say the same thing over again, over again, over again, as I read my book, please. So shame, guilt. You'll not see this any other place, but this is why people turn around like that after 10 years of therapy. Shame, guilt is an energy that comes into us through the words we say to ourselves, I'm stupid, I'm dumb, I can't do anything. And it comes from our mother and our father and our grandmother and our government and the Pope and the president and everybody else in the world. Nobody's to blame. We can't blame our mother. We can't blame our father. We can only blame the shame guilt energy. That is our only enemy. Now, what happens to your computer when you get a computer virus?
It gets sick. It doesn't work.
It don't work. Now, I get the same virus as you do in my computer, but my computer goes off with the Microsoft Word and yours goes off with your other digital projects. So like you like, it's the same virus, but it attacked your computer different than mine. That's why it's hard to understand. So what do? You press that button by the virus computer removal program, right? To get that sucker out, because you can't talk to it. You can't kick it out. You can't meditate it away, but you can get the program that kicks it out, right? So that's shame, guilt, energy. It comes into us, our mind goes blank, we're in confusion. When you're in confusion, you're in shame, guilt. It turns our positive emotions to negative. Compassion goes to depression. Intuition turns to anxiety. Passion turns to anger. You're already happy. You're already joyful. You're already intuitive. You already have compassion. You're already lovable. You don't have to go to school for that. It's just that shame guilt knocked it from its positive orientation to a negative. All of our emotions have a positive side and a negative side. Like you, like me, I have a positive side. I can be positive and I can be damn negative. It depends on what energy comes into me. Someone says, oh, Lois, I love you so much. I go, oh, right. And someone says to me, oh, you damn fool, you know, what's wrong with you? And you go, same thing as outside as inside. How cool is that?
Yeah. So oh. you're saying that shame guilt kind of drives that inner critic.
Okay. Now, your inner critic is the CEO of your life. People go, oh, I don't deal with that. I cut them off. You can't cut your arm off and you can't cut your head off either. Your inner critic is part of you. So what do? You make friends with them.
Mm.
Now, what's the problem? The problem is my inner critic, he doesn't like that. King. I call him King. He calls himself King. I don't call him anything. He says, my name is King. I said, okay, King. And he is the King. Okay. King is operating within me as a protector. And he's been doing that since I'm 1 and 2 and 3. When I'm 1 and 2 and 3, I should not put my hand in the oven that's on. And I should not walk off the cliff. But guess what? That was in 1948, 1950. I'm in 2022. So we have to ask King, can you come into my presence? 2022, because I learned some things along the way, but no one told him that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Seriously, my last episode of my film, I'mGoodFilm.com, teaches you how to talk to your inner critic. Okay, is it a 5-minute deal? Heck no. Like when I'm talking to you, oh, what kind of music do you like? What kind of ice cream do you like? And that's what you talk to King about or whatever. You make friends with them. Well, our inner critic is not as easy to make friends with as our emotions. They're a teenager. Okay? That's who they are. You ever have dealings with teenagers?
I have.
Okay. So all inner critics want power. So in 99% of the cases, I mean, I help people individually, but I'm giving a rough thing here. King, would you like to have more power? Oh, now you're talking. Now I'm going to talk to you. Okay. You can have more power if you give me more power. If you don't have to babysit me, and I've been learning all Lois's work about how to stay out of shame guilt situations. So you don't have to babysit me because I'm smart now. But you can't fool them. You have to learn what shame guilt behaviors are, because we're taught everything shame guilt, but we're taught that's normal. It's not normal. It's common. It's not normal. So anyway, you have to learn. You can't say I'm smart and everything, because you wouldn't be in the hole that you're in now if you were smart with shame guilt, right? So anyway, you got to be honest. And so right now, my inner critic called King goes around the globe finding me wonderful people like you to talk to, because he doesn't babysit me anymore. He has more power. I have more power. Am I 100% off? Okay. Hell no. But I'm, 90% better. I mean, I'll take 90%.
I was about to say, that's probably better than a lot of people.
So what I want to address is that all of this is very possible. I've done it hundreds of times. I've helped a lot of people. Some people go further than others, but there is a way out of shame guilt. Now, why do I say shame guilt and not shame and guilt? They say shame is bad and guilt is good. We got to have guilt to be more. No, we don't. I know what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever make a decision or a choice when you're in guilt. It will always be wrong.
So addressing all of this, though, is uncomfortable. And, when we talk about dancing in the discomfort zone and people thinking about, okay, I realize I have this shame, doubt, guilt, inner critic voice like booming in my head, which I know a lot of people do. But there's a lot of discomfort around addressing that. And so how do you get started?
So you don't have to feel it all. I mean, shame comes in, you go, no. Now, I have wonderful hosts that I have been with, and they gave their own version, and you're free to use your own version. I call it the shame guilt energy, because it's an energy that affects our emotions. It's not an emotion. It's a feeling that you feel, but it's the shame guilt that's coming in by the words that people say. And that's sometimes a hard concept, but words carry feelings. Love, hate, anger. You can feel that emotion. So shame guilt affects our emotions. Now, people call the shame guilt leech. People call it the shame guilt invader. This is amazing.
Shame invader.
The shame guilt vampire, because it's actually sucking your energy out. And then my favorite is the evil wizard that messes with my mom. So you're free to call shame guilt anything, but don't call it an emotion.
Okay. And it sounds like the differentiation here is by separating it from your emotion, by separating it from yourself, essentially calling it something else. And I call mine Sally. You are saying, you know, I understand what you're trying to do here. You're trying to keep me alive, and you're not me. And you're not necessarily working from a logical place or real honest place, right?
Okay. Well, you have to differentiate because you're trying to personalize it. We cannot personalize shame guilt. It's an energy. Your inner critic is important because right now you're calling Sally. You got to make that.
Got it. So the differentiation is between the inner critic and yourself, where the guilt, shame, energy comes in and impacts that inner critic.
Exactly. You're very smart.
Got it. I am very smart. Thank you.
That's how people say, oh, get away, get away. When you tell the inner critic, King, to go away, they get twice as fast as they are. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Sally is your inner critic. Female inner critics are harder to deal with than male inner critics, but you can still do it. But just know they're stronger because we're stronger. Excuse me, men. And that's not a blanket statement, but you understand what I'm saying. We're emotional, you know, so therefore our emotional parts are going to be stronger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't even want to get into male, female at this point either. But anyway.
A whole nother podcast.
that's a year podcast. Anyway, so what you need to do is differentiate the energy. And that's why at 64, I went to film school to make shame guilt visible. So you can see it as an energy that comes into you and changes you. So you say on your phone, no, 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 no.
Swipe it left. Nope.
Now, hi, Sally. Thank you for coming here.
Yeah.
You see it? That's the miracle.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
Well, and that's making and then this makes it possible to make friends with this inner critic to say, hey, Sally. And I talk about this in my keynote. And I'm like, hey, Sally, I get what you're trying to do. Thanks for trying to keep me alive. And like you said before, I've learned some things since you stopped learning things because they kind of get stuck, right?
No, don't put Sally down. Sally is your best friend. Don't shame her. Don't shame her. And you cannot tell Sally what to do. Sally has to make up her own mind. Okay? So you have to read my books and you have to look at some of the stuff to really understand what shame guilt words are. Okay? So that's true. So Sally, you make friends. Help me to help you. Now, if you go to France, you speak English. And everybody's speaking French. And you're going, what the heck? It doesn't work, you know, da da da. Because you didn't learn French.
Mm-hmm.
Sally only learned one way in life, which is the shame guilt way. That's all she learned. She knows no concept of love or friendship. So she comes to you and you're going, oh, I love her. And Sally's going, what is love? What are you talking about? That's weird. You just use the shame guilt. That's all she knows. I am teaching you, Ian. Now you teach her.
So are you saying that shame guilt is the only thing that acts on this, that shame guilt energy is the only thing that acts upon that inner critic?
That's the only thing that gives us problems. It's the only reason we don't exceed. It's the only reason we do victimhood. It's the only reason for suicide. It's the only reason for hatred. It's the only reason for anything. And that's why I'm sitting there at 55 dying going, and nobody said anything about this? And I'm like, how is that possible? So more people come and more people get well. So I said, and they were doing it and they were helping other people. So I had to come out and say something because they were not doing it all properly, right? So I said, I got to stop this. I got to make it. I got to make a formal thing here, like write books. I got to talk about this because I don't want to get out the wrong way.
Yeah. So I'm good as your film, right? So that was one of the pieces of this expression. Talk to me a little bit about the process of deciding and becoming a filmmaker.
I'm giving a lecture in Sedona. Like I'm talking to you about the little kids and the inner critic, and we're talking, and Lois, I go, what? I don't understand what you're saying. I said, okay, I'll be more descriptive now. I don't understand what you're saying. I said, okay, don't you see that? And they go, no. Because I see other people's inner critic. I see other people's little kids. Just because I can do that. And I guess other people can and some people don't. But you can see your own eventually. Because the shame guilt's blocking it. You probably can see Sally. But anyway. Oh, well, that's easy. And I said to my friend, I'll just go to film school, make a film, and they'll see it. I said, that's easy, right?
Nice. And imgoodfilm.com is the website if people want to go check it out.
Yes. Nice. And it's in three parts and it's only 15 minutes each. Now that film is 10 years after I went to film school. So the first film I is Out of Discord into Harmony. And I teach you in that film how to talk to your kids, which are your emotions and your inner critic. And I did get a teenager to be an inner critic. He's perfect.
To be that voice of the inner critic?
To be that person. I mean, they're all oh, visual. Cool. Their teenager was the inner critic.
Yeah.
He loved it.
Nice. That's
so
awesome.
That's how that happened. But it really, it's very difficult to understand this because it's a total switch in your mind. And we have two nervous systems. We have an unconscious and a conscious. Shame rides on the unconscious and guilt runs on the conscious, but it's the same thing. Now, what happens when you have a nickel or a quarter? You have heads and tails, but it's still a nickel, right? Okay, that's what shame guilt is. It's still shame guilt, but it has a shame side and a guilt side. It's the same nickel. But that's where the confusion comes in with people. Your brain goes, well, I'm working on the shame, then I'll work on the guilt. Well, it's the same thing. Mm.
Okay. Yeah. Don't so talking to your own, my own inner critic, or for our audience, yeah, their inner critic, how does this begin? How do we start that relationship?
Hi.
Hi.
It's really natural. It's a natural way of healing. When depression, I said, oh, I'm so depressed today. Hi, depression. Thank you for coming to see me. You don't kick it out because it's part of you. And you don't go tapping because it goes, shut up, shut up, shut up. How are you going to make friends if I keep telling you shut up? It don't work, does it?
Mm.
So hi, depression, how are you? And then you find out the people that I've worked with, they're like, they said, I just keep laughing. I don't come out of therapy crying because it's so fun to meeting my 12-year-old that she calls herself depression. And King, or my inner critic, or Sally. Hi, Sally. How are you? What are you doing today? Well, I'm doing it. I mean, seriously, if I don't make the introduction to talk to you, you're not going to talk to me.
Mm.
And you come without judgment. You can say, stop the shame, guilt. They're going, that's my job.
Yeah.
Don't take my job away from me. That's why you have such a trouble. And then we go, okay, how would you like to have a vacation from your job? Because I can take the burden of not taking on shame and guilt. We share it. What do you mean? I'm in charge here. Well, I'm in charge too. Can we make a deal? You know, you'll figure it out. I mean, I always help people with their own words, but everybody's different.
And I love that concept of befriending that inner critic. And just, how would I talk to a friend? Okay, cool. That's how I'm going to talk to Sally, or whatever you...
Helen or George, yeah, or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Or King.
I mean, when we first met here today, hi, so nice to see you today.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
I love it.
And your inner critic will say, well, it's not nice to see you. We go, oh, thank you so much for talking to me. I mean, because you're talking.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people's inner critic won't talk for months. And when they finally talk, say, oh, thank you so much for talking. Yeah, what do you know about anything? Well, I'm learning. Yeah, you're learning. I mean, it's fun. It's like a soap opera.
Yeah. Little episode of Dallas. I love it. So you have your books, you have your film, and this is all at LoisHollis.com, right?
That's it. That's easy.
Yep. LoisHollis.com. And I'll put those links in the show notes. How else do you work with people in this area? I mean, people are like, okay, this makes sense, but I need a little more help. How else do you work with people?
They can email me and we can set up a consult and we can work together. And when I work with people on an individual basis, it isn't like we become friends for like ever. We do like two or three sessions. That's all you need, because we're not stupid. We're not stupid. We've been given the wrong information. So once you learn the truth about the shame guilt, then your mind click, 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 clicks, and you can see everything. Now, I'll give a little analogy. If it's raining, and after the rains, you have some leaks in the roof. So you have to clean up the bathroom and the bedroom and the kitchen. And you go, okay, my house is clean. So it rains again. Then you got to go clean up again, and mop up the bathroom and the kitchen and the bedroom. And, you know, that's what you do in life, because it's fine when it doesn't rain. But when it rains, it's a mess. And then you sit one day, wouldn't it be better for me to fix the holes in the roof? So that's what I'm saying to you. Wouldn't it be better to get rid of the shame guilt that's causing you all your problems?
I love that. I love that. Rather than working with the symptom, let's work with the cause. Let's work with what's causing this. And it sounds like you provide those skills that allow people to take it from there, which
and
is
kick it out of your life. Now, shame guilt only has one problem. It dissolves in detection. Now you know why they never talked about it. Because how else could they keep you in shame guilt if you realize it's just a puff of smoke?
So that is a perfect place to say, go forward, everybody. Go look up LoisHollis.com, I'mGoodFilm.com. Check out the film, check out the books. And start to detect where that shame, guilt energy is showing up in your life and start making friends.
Kick it out.
Kick it out. Make friends with that inner critic.
But keep your inner critic. Kick out the shame, guilt, but love your inner critic. Well, after you make friends with
it. You're right.
I understand.
I love it. Thank you so much, Lois, for all your insights. It's fascinating stuff and so important and so uncomfortable in figuring out how do we live our best lives? How do we become happier and healthier?